Transmission.
Oh yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I don't know what to tell you. What am I doing? What is going on? Well, not much of anything. It's another cold day here where I live. And so we're not doing anything. It's barely over freezing, and they're telling me, those weather people again are telling me, there's going to be rain and snow overnight. And I am not interested in rain or snow. Not today. I wish I could go outside and chase some marmots around, but no, we're not doing that. So what are we doing today? Well, I guess we can always mess with the pocket operator. Because that's fun. I'm also drinking tea. Oh, so delicious. I do love to drink tea. Yes, I do. Oh, but anyway. I woke up this morning. And I grabbed the pocket operator to play with it. And I hit play to listen to my fun beats and stuff. And it sounded weird. The volume was down, so I tried to turn the volume up and it wouldn't let me. And I thought, okay, this is strange. What the heck is going on? And then it started telling me that I have low batteries. And now it's completely dead. The screen is blank. Nothing's going on. We have no power. And so, we got to replace the batteries. So, let's reach over here and grab the batteries. Luckily, my brother sent me 4 rechargeable AAA batteries. And so, we've got the 2 new ones right here. Here's 1. And here's 2. Still wrapped up in plastic that I'm trying to take off one-handed. This is a little more difficult than you would think. And I'm still having some troubles with it. It's kind of ridiculously stupid. Maybe if I hold it with my toes. Yeah, there we go. You just got to be smarter than, you know, some shrink wrap plastic, I guess. Now I have 2 batteries. Okay, so we flip the pocket operator over. And push the little rubber protector things off to the side. Pop the old batteries out. Pop the old batteries out. This is getting tricky. Oops, I accidentally popped the case off. There we go. Battery 1 is out. Battery 2 is out. Grab the new batteries. Make sure they're facing the same way. Because this is one of those weird things where both the batteries face the same direction. And get back in there. Get in there. There we go. Pop the case back on. Is it asking me the time? Yes, it is. And it says AM. So let's change it to the current time, which is... Oh, approximately, I'm turning the knob the wrong way. Local time currently is approximately 3:09. There we go. The clock is now set. And now we just pop the edge of the case back on. There we go. And we should be... Tony's talking. What's he saying? He's saying, I'm Tony. Yes. Yes, you are, Tony. And we've got sound. Hooray. Now the big question is, does this thing remember the pattern that I programmed into it. Remember, we have removed the batteries. So, does this thing have volatile or non-volatile memory? We'll find out right now. And we're good. Yeah. That's the pattern I programmed in yesterday. And it remembers. Hooray. Does it remember all my samples too? Let's find out. Yep, there's my boop. There's my buzz. There's my gack. Yes, so all the samples that I recorded and the pattern that I have programmed were saved in some non-volatile memory. So that's just rockin' good news. That's not what I wanted. Hard to play the buttons as keys, especially when it's sitting here on the carpet and it's kind of soft and it doesn't quite react the way it needs to react. But that's fine. We're just messing around. We're not doing anything too special. But I was thinking maybe we need to write another beat. Maybe we need to... Uh-oh, Tony's saying something. He's saying, my favorite animal is banana. Yeah, I don't think Tony's too bright. After all, he's only 3 months old. But he can speak English. I don't understand it. But, you know, I don't think it's supposed to make a whole heck of a lot of sense. So how am I going to do this? How am I going to set this up so I can get two hands on this thing and still manage to talk into the microphone here? I don't want to set up a separate mic and a microphone stand. That's just... It's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous around here. Well, I don't... Let's just do it. And maybe I won't complain too much. Okay, first of all, what are we doing? We gotta select the drums. Okay, we're good. We hit right. Here's my drum pattern. Okay, so let's just erase everything. Doot, 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 pushing the buttons. And now we just have bass line. Which I also want to erase. And so I think we need to change sounds. There we go. Go into write mode and delete all this stuff. Doink, doink, doink. Okay, now we've got nothing but silence. So let's go back to drums. And we need to decide what to do first. So let's go with bass drum. Which bass do I want to use? Not that one. Let's go with that for now. Okay, so shall we run it while I'm writing? Let's do it. Okay, so we'll put a kick on 1 and 3. Exciting. And then we jump out of this. Find the next sound we want to use. We'll go with that snare. And we'll put that on 2 and 4. Boom, bap, boom, bap. And now we need some hi-hat or something. So let's find a hi-hat sound. That's not it. Ooh, I pushed the wrong button. Let's go with that. Put that on the ands, on the backs. And I think we need to speed this tempo up. Disco or tencho? Oh, I know you want tencho. I know I do. Let's get some claps in there. Where are we going to put those claps? I don't like it. I don't like it. No. I think what we need a little of that. I don't like it there. Let's go here instead. I don't like it. I don't like it. Let's put those all on the eighths. And let's go back to our little... And then we'll go back to right mode. Okay. Now we got some tencho. Alright, what else can we throw in here? Maybe we need a clap after all. I don't like it. It's simple. It sounds good so far. Let's leave this drum pattern alone for right now. Maybe we should switch to something instrumental. We need a sound. Oops. Accidentally switched patterns there instead of changing sounds. And this is what I've been using for bass sounds, but let's change the tone. That's interesting. Now, let's drop the pitch. Okay. Go back to right mode. Why am I using such a high pitch? Let's go back and select something low. There we go. That's what I want. And where are we going to put this? Okay, that's fun. All right, so let's do one of these. And we'll put it right here. No. There we go. And now I want one of these.
right here. I don't like it. There we go. We've got some Tencho. Listening to Tencho. And we can drop that BPM. Wait, I gotta take it out of this mode first. Back to hip hop. That's 80 BPM. Let's go up to disco. 120 BPM. And then Tencho. Now we're playing the Tencho. Yeah, we are. Okay, so let's throw in some effects on this. Now I forget, are the effects 1 through 8 or are they 9 through 16? I go to the manual here. While playing, hold effects and press 9 through 15. Okay, so. Oh, that's interesting, whatever that was. Okay, creative. What does this one do? These aren't effects so much as I don't want to say filters. That's like an arpeggiator. So yeah, when they say effects, they're not talking like standard audio effects. Yeah, that slows it way down. Oh, so that's how you do that little trick. It's gonna keep going up. This one do? Oh yeah, swing quantize. Actually no, this is quantizing to 6/8 time, so effectively swing quantizing without actually, you know, throwing swing into it, without actually changing times between notes. Okay, that's cool. What's this one do? Just went silent. We'll look into that one further later. What's this one do? It turns the drums backwards. Why does it seem to only be affecting the drums? And does it turn the effects off? Yeah. Button 16 turns the effect off. Okay. So what do voices do? Let's change voices. That does nothing. That's auto. That's auto-tune. That's a high-pass filter. Noise. A pseudo-vocoder effect. Giving us some robot sounds. What's this one do? Oh, that's throwing in a fifth. Very cool. Oh, and there's your straight up vocoder. So suppose I want to keep this. How do I do that? I think we got to go into write mode. There we go. Switch back to performance mode. And that effect is locked in. Thank you. on this at once. Yes, we can. There we have it quantized to 6/8. And that stutter effect is bizarre. It's a stuttery sweep. Let's mess with that. I'm doing it wrong. There we go. Let's stop that and see if it affects the entire patch. No, the effect does, but the voice does, but the effect doesn't. Okay, cool. Busting out the jams. Now, it occurs to me that we could add some other sounds. Put something else in there. What else do we got? We got boops and bwees. Maybe we should throw that in there somewhere. I don't know, it's kind of cheesy though. What else we got? Bass drop.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Maybe we can do something with that. So, hit play, go into write mode, and where are we going to put that? It doesn't work. We need to do something different. Where am I going to put that anyway? I don't know.
Hold me, hold.
That'll work for now. Got nothing better to throw into here. Oh, brother. I'm going to need some more sounds. I'm going to need to sample a whole bunch more sounds. But am I running out of room? What do I want to do? I'm still in write mode. Better not press any buttons until I get out of that. What are we doing? I don't know. Let's mess with. Is this going to require two hands? I'm doing it wrong. Oops. Hit the wrong button there. I'm trying to remember how to do the transposing. How do I do this? Not it. There we go. Okay, so what key are we in? We're in C. Let's go up to F. There we go. A little too low there. can we go up? There we go. There's a good G. Oops. Yeah, well, I'm not really paying much attention to the timing or anything here, but it gives you an idea of what we can do here. Let that drum beat run by itself here for a second. That's fun. Yeah, we're having a good time now with the pocket operator. Maybe I need some tea. Okay, I want to see if I can do something. I'm doing it wrong. I'm pushing the wrong buttons. Okay, so where are we in right mode with that thing? Yeah, now. I'm trying to adjust the filter. Something wrong. I just wanted to mess with that a little bit to see what would happen. Because I'm already tired of it, so I'm taking it out. There we go. Do we want to put anything else in there? Oh. Of course, now it's all messed up. Oh, was it because I was in right mode that it wouldn't let me do that? I don't know. Now it just sounds like a dog barking. Now I can turn the knobs. So that's fun. But anyway, I'm just about out of time. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, where today's dubious goal was just messing around with the pocket operator. And that's always fun. At least I think so. Maybe we can go outside in a couple days when it gets warm again. I don't know. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and it's time for me to eat lunch. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
The Errors. Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Yonon Radio Show.